I'd like to welcome you to our regular Othello City Council meeting, August 14th, 2017. Calling this meeting to order at 6:30 PM. And I'd all like you to rise for a short private invocation personally, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council as we make our decisions tonight. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is roll call, and all council members are present except for Eugene Bain, and he had texted me earlier that he couldn't make it tonight. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Eugene Bain from our meeting tonight.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1.5 is citizen input. Is there any citizens present tonight who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand. I'll recognize you, and you can step to the microphone, and you have up to 5 minutes. Okay, seeing none, I'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is our consent agenda, and I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to our current business. 4.1 is, the first item is a TIB grant application for Lee Road and a resolution. And Kurt is going to provide some information.
Yep, Mayor, Council. It's TIB application time. We are submitting one for Lee Road as in the arterial program. As I noted in prior councils, TIB's already notified that we're not going to get the big urban grant this year since we got 3 in a row. I think Lee Road is also a bit of a stretch, but what we did is we tried to improve the previous application by narrowing the road width and minimizing the length between 14th to 7th Avenue. The resolution in front of you is to not exceed $60,000 in city match for about a $550,000 project. That would be a 10% match. I would like to note that if the city council chooses to increase that to 15% to get an additional point for each percent that you go above 10. So if you choose, you can modify the resolution to 15% and maximize your benefit. Any questions regarding that? I do have one other handout I kind of want to throw at you guys. You can think about it for a second. I'll go ahead and get it out.
So last week, or 2 weeks ago, I told you that we had our road graders out. They completed last Friday, so this is just a draft of the maps.
Thank you.
So this is what the GIF will look like because it's...
So going back to the application and the resolution at hand, any comments on that or questions? So the goal here is we're applying for a TIB grant. It will be, we'll find out about in December. The projects generally run for 2 years, so given the state of Lee Road, we would probably push to have it done next year instead of 2 years. But that's the resolution in front of you. What I just handed out was kind of a preliminary road rating of the city roads. Overall, they're actually in pretty good condition. As you can see, the red And again, I took my pencil to try to highlight them, are the ones that had PRC ratings of under 50. So it doesn't know, by looking at it, you don't know if it's got a PCR rating of 20 or 49, but those are the roads indicated that need full reconstruction. 50 to 60 are yellow, and that would be a chip seal or grind and overlay. And so looking at it, we're already going to do the red on First Avenue is going to be taken care of. You're working on Second and Pine, so I believe those are both yellow, so they'll be taken care of. But anyway, kind of give you a little bit of a snapshot of what your road conditions are. There's 45 miles of roads, 5.9 of them have a PCR of under 50 or 13%. 4 miles have a PCR 50 to 60 or about 9%. So in reality, 80% of your streets do not warrant any work at all at this point in time. So
let me get this straight. 80% of our streets and residential don't need work on?
I'm sorry, Mary, what's that?
Is that 80% of the streets in town? No.
Have a PCR of above 60, so to spend money on those streets would not be a cost benefit. The what Jesse was saying, a PCR of under 50 would be a general reconstruction of the street. So anything red, it's not worth trying to fix it. You have to repair it. 50 to 60, you'd be doing a grind and overlay more than likely, or a chip seal. Some of the ones from the 60 to 70, as you start getting better rating, you would go into a chip seal or just crack sealing those streets and try to get length them out, the life of them a little better.
Right.
How much, you said there's 5.9 miles, basically 6 miles need or below 50?
Yes, sir.
So how much does it cost to do a mile?
Well, you got about a mile of First Avenue and it's $1.4 million. Now there is stormwater in that, but I would suspect a lot of these have stormwater pipe that needs to be installed. There's a little bit of water in that. And part of that is being reconstructed and part of it's getting a grind and overlay. But the part that's getting reconstructed is also getting the CTB, so it's getting the cement treated in there for that, the truck route portions of it. And that's what we're proposing for Lee Road and the resolution as well.
So this Lee Road you're talking about is 14th Avenue to 7th Avenue. That's the segment you're talking about when on this TIB application?
Yes, sir. It stops just short of 7th Avenue. If you recollect, there's a patch as you approach 7th Avenue where recently it was turned in. There's a left turn pocket there. That asphalt patch is a little bit better than the rest of it. I was really trying to get it under $600,000 to hopefully catch TIB's eye.
Any further questions, Council? All right. It's the recommendation of Rell and Associates to adopt this attached resolution authorizing the mayor to commit the required 10% match for the Lee Road grant.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
And then I want to have some discussion. He also mentioned you improve your chances of receiving the grant from TIB if you want to add more to the, instead of going from 10%, if we went to
five more,
which, what was that figure?
83.
Yes, sir.
That's a total of 83, right?
Yeah, total of 83. Talking about total of 83?
Approximately, yes, sir.
Yeah. So
let's say not to exceed 85.
Yeah, so if we win another 33, then that would give us 5 more points on the scoring. And then without the grant, we're not going to get the work done. We just don't have that kind of money.
So in the motion, the motion's got to have, to make the motion, plus the 15%.
amend the resolution to say 15%.
Is that what you guys, are you inclined to do that, council?
So we're going to completely get Lee Road done from 14th to 7th?
The width of the existing road, yes.
Would they grind an overlay, or would they remove the...
No, it's a full pulverization. We increase the road elevation by, I want to say 16 inches.
Good.
I don't know if it's 12 or 16. We're actually looking at potentially taking the grindings off First Road and blending it in with gravel, storing it on a city site, and using it to build that road up. But, so the low spot, we'd be bringing that up, so there's at least some sort of storm swale alongside the street. And then when the high school or other development happens on either side, they'd have to complete the full road width. So initially, when we looked at this road, we went ahead, put the turn pockets in and things like that last year, and it was 1.7 million or something like that. To make it more attractive to TIB, we took it back down to the existing road width, which is about 30 feet, and just said, hey, we're going to just do this, and when development happens, we'll make them do the rest.
So I'm kind of getting the picture now, a little bit. We're shooting, I mean, just to go pick a road outside of town and fix it when we got roads in town that's 100% worse, but we're looking a little bit ahead because of the schools and the other housing that's going to be out there. It'll take care of that section.
And industry.
And that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I think I'll take a guess and say 75% of the patch this winter went on Lee Road, but I mean, that's where the city was spending its most repair time.
Okay, so go ahead, Corey.
I was thinking, because I'm for adding in the extra money, but where's it going to come from? Is it going to come out of the TBD or out of our regular road fund?
That can be our choice. So this is a project that we do in next year and the year after?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'd be in next year's budget.
Yeah. It'd be more like a resident.
So the idea might be, we talked about this a little bit, would be, you know, this year we're fixing a couple, two or three roads in town. Lee Road, as we know, is terrible shape, so do that the next year and come back in town the year after. We still show to the public that we're using the TBD funds for roads, and we can talk about why we use Lee Road. I mean, we got lots of justification, but that's sort of the plan, and then we take... You know, that we should be able to then go through this list and come up with a viable plan, possibly using maybe some chip sealing options that don't really look like chip seal and some stuff, some options to fix some really bad roads, but come up with a plan. But in the interim, you know, we need to move forward with some TIB funding. They won't, TIB won't, correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse and Kurt, they won't fund roads in the city limits per se that aren't collectors or aren't some, is that correct? We can't use TIB funding for like we're doing for like Second or for Pine or something like that normally.
I believe preservation money can.
Preservation money, yeah. Okay.
So is the widening of the road going to happen or just going to do whatever's there?
Just going to do whatever's there. The 30-foot width, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So it occurs to me then, because we are going to throw in an extra $33,000 after we amend this motion, I would like to know when they score this, I want to know whether these extra 5 points would have been necessary. Because I don't want to every grant add the extra 5 points if, as Spencer is nodding, yes.
I just think that's a good observation. We can regroup after we see if it can be needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think the council would like to know that, wouldn't you?
Well,
it's 1 point, isn't it?
Pardon me?
An extra five is only 1 point?
No, it's 5 points.
It is 5 points.
Yes, sir. And Lee Road is a stretch because when they drive that thing, why are you fixing it? I mean, that's the question they pose to us is there's no homes out there. There's no residences you're serving. So it's a tough app. And I think any point, you know.
But a lot of people that come from towards Moses Lake come down Lee Road because you know, they live in this half of the town from Main Street.
Yeah, they hit seven, yeah.
So why would you go all the way to Main Street to have to come back the other way?
You go to Lee Road, hit Seventh, and come in.
Go down Seventh.
Yeah, we know that.
Or down Fourteenth.
Yeah.
Well, that needs to be in your application.
For me?
That needs to be in your application.
It is, yes, sir.
That's the major, that's basically the only way to get to the two major businesses in town. The two biggest employers in town is Lee Road. They can't come through town.
Right.
Yeah, the truck route.
Yeah, keeps those trucks off our residential streets.
And those trucks are what keeps those businesses going.
It being a truck route doesn't do anything for...
Yes, it does help.
Okay.
Yep.
It's safe for serving our main industry.
In the ADT, the average daily traffic's is high out there as well. Yeah.
So the two industries with the tax base, you know, that they pay to the state of Washington, they'd want to get something back.
Yeah.
Okay, so, who made the motion?
I did.
Do you want to withdraw your motion?
And do we just amend it, or?
We'll have to vote on both.
Okay, I'll just withdraw the motion.
Okay, now I'll entertain a new motion.
I'll move to adopt the attached resolution authorizing the mayor to commit the required 10% plus the additional 5%.
Thank you.
There's been segment.
Okay. Last motion was withdrawn, now we have this motion on the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And now we'll move to the water system plan amendment, and Jesse Calver is here to discuss that with the council. Jesse?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thanks for having me back. So we met with the Public Works Committee to go over the proposed amendment here. I'm going to give just kind of a sort of a broad context for it, and then we can get into some discussion if needed. The water system plan is completed in draft form. It's been submitted to the Department of Health, and they have reviewed it, provided comments on it. And something that can happen during a review of a water system plan is DOH reviews some of the other documents that are under the umbrella of the water system, so specifically the emergency response program, cross-connection control program, O&M program, wellhead protection, call for monitoring, those kind of separate documents get reviewed at the same time, and if there's been changes in the regulations or if they're just out of date for some reason, they comment on it in the review process and say, City, we want you to update these documents before we approve your water system plan, because while it's not a part of your infrastructure planning, it's related to keeping the whole water system working within public health standards. So those are the documents that they requested. There was a couple more in there that they also requested that the city's going to handle. One of them is the SEPA document that's required with it, and Ann is going to take care of that. Basically, there's a scope attached to assist the Public Works Department with updating those sort of ancillary documents related to the water system plan. The budget proposed is about $8,400 to do that. And in our meeting with the committee, I think the committee members were on board with what was proposed there. So we're here to, I guess, answer questions to council if you have those, and move this forward.
Council? Anybody on the committee have any statements they want to make?
So Varela is going to be doing the updating of the water system plan, and the not to exceed cost is $8,400, correct?
So there's already a budget for the water plan, which was passed by council. This is in addition to that scope. So yeah, the additional
this
scope.
Is because the state's come back and said we need to work on these things because they're lacking.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So that work, new work that's being proposed there has the not to exceed of $8,400 yet.
And Ann took a good chunk out of that by being able to do the SEPA.
She did. Yeah. Originally, I think this was a little closer to 10 grand, but the SEPA portion was taken out of it, so, yeah.
You're saying Ann is paying dividends already?
Yep.
Very good.
So, you already turned in a proposed plan, and the Department of Health came back and said, well, you need to have these items corrected or done better?
So those documents, I guess, were The city has those documents, and they're included as an appendix in the water system plan, so when they're going through the appendix items, they check to see if some of these are up to date. So I guess they're not the water system plan, but they're included there informationally, and they ask the city to update them before they go ahead with approval of the plan.
Okay.
Any guarantee that this is going to be the last time?
I mean, as far as like comments with Department of Health, you know, I mean, it's very rare that there's multiple rounds of comments. So,
I mean. I don't think these programs have been updated in quite a while.
Well, that's why we appropriated the money in the first place. We put up $80,000.
But they're not part of the water system plan. They're just information that's tacked on to it.
From the Public Works Department.
The water system plan was updated in that the $80,000 was spent for the water system plan. These are just ancillary things that belong to the Public Works Department that are tagged on to the water system plan at the end.
Well, an emergency response plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mainline break. How do you handle it? I mean, that would be in the water plan.
So a lot of these, I mean, like Gina was saying, a lot of these are related to kind of more how they run the system as opposed to the infrastructure that you're planning to build in it. And so the water system plan focuses really more on infrastructure than on the running of the system, the types of sampling they do, how to respond to emergencies. So that's why in a normal scope, these wouldn't be included as stock items, you know, that they're kind of meant to be maintained on an ongoing basis by the city. But I guess it's not that uncommon, I guess, for a system maybe not to have had it done, but I guess it's not something that we assume when we go to scope it, because some systems are on top of it. And
all right, I'd entertain a motion to approve this contract.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Jesse.
And I don't know if you have a moment. I was just going to give the council a couple of heads up on some agenda items at the next meeting that you'll be seeing coming your way related to the water system plan. So the water system plan also has some public input requirements. They call it sort of a meeting of the consumers. It's an opportunity for citizens to have looked at the plan. So we did some notices that I don't know if the council saw them or not, but that are informing the public that that's going to be on the agenda 2 weeks from now. So there's that, and then there's also the water use efficiency plan that's part of the water system plan. So every water system plan is required to have a couple of items that talk about how the city is stewarding water resources and making good use of them. And so there'll be basically a water use efficiency goal that's proposed, some measures to achieve it, an opportunity for the public to comment on that, provide input, and on the agenda right now, the next step is approval of the goal, because in most cases, there's not a lot of input, but that's going to be optional for the council. If they do get a bunch of input, decide they want to mull it over, you know, that can be delayed a week or to the following meeting. So anyway, that's just a heads up that's coming your way. And Kurt suggested that we try and get the Public Works Committee together before that next meeting so I can go over those in detail with the committee. And then when we come back to council, everyone will be ready to go. So that's the plan that we have going there. And yeah, that's.
So when you say the Public Works Committee, are you referring to the Water Sewer Street Committee?
Yes, sorry, the Water Sewer Street.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Yep.
Moving to item 4.3 regarding our contract for lobbying services.
Mayor, Council, good evening. Before you is a proposed contract for lobbying services, so let me give you some background on that. You may think, why don't we need a lobbyist? Well, when I first got here almost 4 years ago, man, there was some banter being tossed about hiring a lobbyist. There's former council members and then mayor, they've talked about that, and I looked at that and I said, I'm not so sure, and then Sean came into office, a couple of you guys did too, and we discussed it. I looked at where the city was in terms of hiring lobbyists, and I said, we're not ready. We don't have any programs up. We don't have a plan to do the things we want to do. For instance, our water plan to secure our water and some other things. So we looked at it, put it on hold, and Sean and I have been talking about it for a while. We did a couple of conferences, And we probably should have done this about 6 or 7 months ago as we got a water plan in place, but we didn't. So we, John and I went to a conference about 2 months ago, back in June. And we met an agency, the, you'll see this up here, the Gordon Thomas Honeywell Government Affairs Agency, that does lobbying as well as other services. And talked to a couple of the representatives. They came and visited us here in Othello, presented their plan for a lobbying effort in behalf of Othello. Now, Sean can expand on the political piece of this, but at this point, you know, we've, Sean and I have been to, and Sean more often than I have been acting as our own lobbyists. We've carried a couple of council people with us, some of you have attended over there, and it's been effective, but what's more effective if you have a professional lobbyist lay on the groundwork, especially on the other side of the fence, where we're mostly, you know, Republican. Over here, there is a large Democratic part of the thing we need to sell our stuff to, and especially when it comes to the capital budget. Now, some of these grants don't require lobbyists per se, but sometimes some of the funds available do require some lobbyists to set the groundwork, carry our story forward, and then when Sean and myself or council people come out to visit those different congressmen, senators, or representative senators, rather, over in Olympia, the groundwork's been laid, and they're all ready for us when you go over there. You don't have to, we don't have to go over as much. So we actually have some cost savings because of less business over there. But anyway, so what I propose is, starting on 1 October, and you see in the verbiage a little bit, is that's when the sort of the legislative thing starts. I guess, John, you can fill in the blanks there. But for about 9 months, while the legislature's getting ready for you and going into session, at about $3,000 a month, all in for expenses and stuff, for them to do a lobbying effort. They have a good track record. I called one of my fellow city managers down at Pasco, who's used these folks extensively with a lot of success. So, Don, you want to expand on?
Yeah, the, as you're aware, we had $1 million capital appropriation for our water well number 10, and seemed like everybody was ready to do it, except they never approved that budget. And so what that means is they're going into overtime. And according to Mary, Joe, Mark, when they go into overtime like they're doing now, everything gets back on the table again. So while we put together a very good presentation and proposal asking for our request, now we need some professional help. But it isn't just going to be for this $1 million that we're asking for well 10. My hope is that, well, not only does this lobbying firm do statewide lobbying, they also have offices in Washington, D.C. So now that we've just, at our last council meeting, approved a contract for a grant writer, there's going to be opportunities for this lobbying firm to help us with anything that we're trying to get through on a federal level as well. One of the things that I think everybody here, the council, has been really good at, you guys are recognizing what needs to be done in the city. And one of the things that we need is more investment in this city. And while we have a councilman making major development investments in the city, we also need some commercial development, we need some more industrial development, we need development of all kinds. And so in order to set the stage for further that, we need infrastructure. And as you're aware, with the current money that we have, we can't do everything that we want, so we need to obtain funds from other sources to help us meet our goals. So this is another step in that process by hiring our a lobbying firm. One of the things I was talking to Wade about it this afternoon, I've been to Olympia at least 5 or 6 times since the first of the year. I can't keep doing that. That's just taking too much time away from here, from my business. And you guys all, you know, it's difficult for you guys all to get over there and do that as well. And so we need, again, we need the services of a lobbying firm to help us on both sides of the aisle with a number of the different departments that we're asking and seeking to get money within their budgets. And they can set the stage, as Wade said, so that when we do go over there, we can have the most impact. So that's why we're presenting this. It's only for a year. If we're not happy, we can unload them. We can look for another one, or we can just forget it altogether. But I think that the money is going to be, you know, given that the city of Pasco, and I looked at the project references that that Brianna gave, I was very impressed with the not only the amount of money that she's been directly involved in. I was mentioning to Wade that I would like her to come to Othello, meet the council, maybe give a brief statement of, you know, who she is, what her services, and how she goes about what she's doing, what she can do as she helps. But I think that this is something we need to get on board with, because in this next capital budget, we need somebody fighting for us who's used to these kind of battles. So that's kind of what I have.
When's the grant writer coming in?
What, she started?
I'm sorry?
Started?
She's already started. She's started. Teddy? Yeah.
I think for $3,000, it starts in October.
Yeah, it's only
the next
year.
Yeah, why not try it, see how they work together? And like the mayor said, if it doesn't work, we'll
just... That's the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one question for clarification on Part B, compensation and expenses. So they're going to, the consultant, we shall pay the consultant a fee of $3,000 for the services listed above, inclusive of communication and travel expenses incurred performing the services listed above. The total amount paid under the contract shall not exceed $27,000.
Correct.
So we're only going to do $3,000 a month for 9 months.
9 months, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if they end up going into overtime like they did this year, we may want to extend it. But at this point, this is going to get us through, hopefully, this capital budget to get it approved. It's not that the state didn't have the $4 billion. They did have the money. That's what's so irritating about the whole thing. But there's political realities taking place, and we just, we're into overtime, that's all. So I would ask that the council approve this contract to further our goals. And
so would we just use general fund money, or would we use money from water sewer if it was a water sewer project?
Yes.
Or so we could split it up among different accounts.
Yeah, whatever they were lobbying for money for, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to take a huge chunk out of just one account. It's going to be spread over several accounts.
All right, good.
You comfortable with that, Spencer?
Okay.
We'll also, as the mayor said, we'll also have Diana come over and give a presentation. She's more than willing to do that whenever.
I gotta say, I'm in favor, because when you came on 4 years ago, we were talking about this, but like you said, we weren't quite ready. You guys, between the staff and the mayor and council members, you've made miracles happen in 3 years, in that where we came from and where we've gotten to, and the progress we've made. But we are getting to the point where we need more professional.
Yeah,
professional push.
And I really feel that way, guys. I've been, as I was telling the mayor this afternoon as we were discussing this, in my previous life, I was associated with another city. My job as base commander, that city hired a professional lobbying firm to make sure the base stayed open. And the firm they hired was, interestingly enough, it's called Hijack and Fix. Yes, true story. And they paid them $100,000 a year. Keep the base open, because the base was such an economic impact to the town. And so they paid benefits because the base has stayed open. I pretty much credit that term, Hijack and Fix, for doing that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Gordon Thomas Honeywell Government Affairs, Governmental Affairs, for lobbying services.
Thank you, Gina.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. It still doesn't mean we're not going to go over there and visit them. We're still going to do that.
Well, yeah.
We're going to be a little more targeted.
It's part of the part of the plan.
And they should be able to give us some direction to.
When's the next scheduled visit? January?
I'd say go big or go home.
Yeah. That's just what we're trying to do, is trying to get big.
Style, Murray.
Okay, so item five is unfinished business.
What have we found out on the entrance to CBHA?
We are negotiating with them right now, and we have a, we're going to have a meeting set up with CBHA again to talk about their pool with roads. We talked, discussed that today, and we've been in this conversation, but. On the entrance to CBHA.
Columbia Street.
Columbia Street.
500.
We were talking about today.
20 feet or something.
Yeah, we're still, we're talking to CBHA on that.
There was also some stuff where John had brought up. He gave me a list at our last meeting about the farmer's market, the VFD on well six. And then there was something else too. Anyway, I know we're just about to start. Aren't we about ready to move forward with that VFD?
We are, yes.
Yeah. As far as the farmer's market, I think what I would like to do tonight is I want to propose to the council that I think after 3 years now, 3.5 years as being the mayor and have served with most all of you that time, I think we're ready to have a strategic planning meeting where we have Teddy come and we begin to prioritize these things that we want to do here in town, including the farmer's market. There's going to be other things that you guys want to see happen and done in Othello. And I think that we need to go through a process. So I would like to set a date and have a discussion maybe for the next 5 minutes or so as to do you want to do it out of town? Would you like to do it as an overnight? Would you like, say, a Friday evening and then a Saturday morning? Would you like to just do it all on one Saturday? You know, kind of what works, what are you going to say, Wade?
I was going to say, Mayor, if you remember our conversation with Teddy, she suggested we do it over a couple of sessions, not one long drawn out. I've been involved with these before, and that suggests we don't do it that way, one long drawn out session. By the end of that day, you're sort of brain dead. It's better to go, you know, have a half a day and another half a day, close proximity, so you got a chance to sort of digest it. Come together. We're going to have a conversation with Teddy on that this week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to set up.
And we need to do it before we do the budget, and because that way we can then implement what it is we're trying to do and accomplish. One of the things Teddy, I don't know if she told just you and I that, or she was saying in the meeting that one place that she used to write grants for, they just gave her the, these are the top 10 list on our capital improvement plan. Go make it happen. And so that was her job, was to go find the funding, and they, and she went out and found all the funds to make it happen. So part of this, as I see strategically doing this, so we get the most impact, is that we would have Teddy there guiding us through this strategic planning process. She would be our moderator, and then I would like the second, so if we do it like on a Friday evening or afternoon, and then spend some time together Friday evening, and then on Saturday morning, I would like to have our lobbyist come, because I, in addition to the, our strategic planning, I also would like to have our lobbyist there to understand and know what our legislative agenda is. And that's going to be tied to our strategic plan, and that's going to be tied to all these funding areas and grants that we're going to want. And I think there could be some really good brainstorming, and I think we could map out what we want to see this community look like over the next, you know, 5-10 years. I think, you know, some of the stuff we're going to do as a result of that meeting is probably going to last and impact Othello for the next 40 or 50 years, but being, be that as it may, we still need to take care of the next 5 and 10 years and make our steps count. So how you do that is you get together, and we have been a council that, I mean, you go to other places and they're just, they don't get along. They argue and fight all the time. Council meetings go on for 3 and 4 hours over just petty stuff. And you guys haven't been that way. And so what I want to see is all of us come together and work out a plan in the best interest of this community that you guys would like to see Othello look like. And I think that, I think it would be very productive. So to that end, I think we should probably try and plan that in September, early in September. And I don't know if everybody knows what they're even doing yet next month, but okay, the 1st of September is Labor Day weekend. The 8th of September, I'm going to be gone. The 15th is rodeo week. So the, if we're going to do it on a Friday, Saturday, it would need to be like the 22nd and the 23rd. Unless you want to do it in August. And if you want to do it in August.
I think to get it organized, September sounds awful good to me.
Yeah, we kind of need to spend a little time developing this. And I think,
and if we're just getting the lobbyists on, that gives them a little time to catch up with the city and what we.
I think that 23rd or whatever it is.
22nd and 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any preference of place and location?
I mean, here in town, that, you know, you got the senior center, which has a kitchen. If we want to do something, you know, roll into dinner or the next morning have some kind of breakfast thing, and it's got the facility, we have to see, check on availability. That would cost a little bit of money, but not much.
So that's not good. Just council.
Well, council, staff.
Well, we have to, it's Open Public Meetings Act, we have to advertise and somebody wants to show up, that's fine. But yes.
Council. Yeah, members of the public are have to be, I mean, they're not invited, but they're not precluded either. They
right.
can't, we can't keep them from coming. There's also a place, I went to a birthday party last summer up on top of between Vantage and Kittitas. It's owned by Puget Sound Energy, and it's got a meeting room. It's really nice up there. Have you guys ever been to that place up there? Perfect for what we're talking about doing. And we could go up there. We can engage somebody to, you know, provide dinner, and then again the next morning. It's really actually very cool up there. It's run entirely by solar and wind power. And so all those windmills that you see as you're headed up the road, you can see it when you know where it's at. You can look on the right when you're going up the freeway and you can see it. It's actually very interesting. And they have a little gift shop museum that shows everything that the place is, just kind of interesting. But in the back is an extremely nice meeting room. Has all the audio visual that we need, and it's actually free. So, I just posed that. Yes?
We have a large conference room as well that would be free. The office is all in this book, and river. That is quite a big issue, which we close.
Okay, we'd have to spend the night.
Pursue this deal and see what's available at that dates. It sounds awful interesting to me.
Yeah, you can see everywhere up there.
Yeah, it's and you're not too far from, you know.
Yeah, we can drive back. And
yeah,
it's only about a 45-minute drive, so, yeah, we'll pursue that. So the 22nd and 23rd September, we'll tentatively plan. You guys go back and check your calendars, and then we'll confirm it. There may be some things that Teddy wants us to prepare in advance, and if so, I'll have her or Wade communicate what those things are so you guys can be ready. And, yeah, so, yeah, I'm excited about that. I think that's going to be really productive, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So, is there any other unfinished business?
Just an update on First Avenue. They're going to start next week. Is that right, Kurt? Start next week. So, Charles, if you can make sure it gets in the paper, please.
The 21st, right?
Yeah, yep, 21st. We had a pre-con today. Went real well, and looking forward to them getting started. And their scheduled time, 45 days, 50 days? Yeah, 45 days. And they'll be working 4-10s to get that, and that'll give them some flexibility to work on a Friday if they need to, but they seem pretty confident they can knock her out, so we'll see.
Yeah. I was just going to say, the note I have said 40. That's what Kurt said.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
40, only have 5 days.
But they're confident they can get it done unless they run some unforeseen issues.
Don't give them any leeway.
How is Pete Olson's project doing?
I think the comments were given back to them today, so I should hopefully work.
So the plan review was finished?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So
I'd like to
be ready to start.
I'd like to ask Wade. Last year we talked a little bit about crosswalks. And we were going to crosswalks. Remember I mentioned that I've been to Moses Lake and I got the flashing lights and everything when people, and school's about ready to start now. I just wondered if we still got that in our plans or.
In fact, I need to check material. We're supposed to have one on Main Street. Let me check to see where we are with that.
Okay, fine.
I talked to Terry about that last week.
Oh, okay.
They're down at Portland.
Okay. All right. Good. That'll be our test thing.
Yeah.
So that works.
Yep.
Okay. Any other unfinished business? Any new business? Hearing none, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:18 p.m. Thank you.